Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Today, on Service Notes, I'm joined by Kim King, one of the most influential voices in our industry. We talk about her personal journey, life on a real SWAT team, and yes, how baking a cake has more in common with IT operations than you might think.
What's your favorite ServiceNow feature?
What I like about ServiceNow is I like that the modules all fit together nicely. So you go from, you can be in an incident and do you want to put this in the knowledge base? And because, you know, you've come up with a fantastic resolution. Yeah, let's put this into the knowledge base. And then, you know, and then it goes through the knowledge base process where there's a knowledge base manager. Yeah. And then they look at it and it gets approved and then it gets loaded up into the knowledge base. Is this for the end user? I like that it can do so many different things if it's set up properly. And so it can take you cross-functionally across your processes, and it can take you from your end to end to so that your IT environment is working as it should, because it flows. And so if you don't know how to set it up or configure it properly, then you're not really getting your bang for your buck when you're using that particular level of functionality is to use it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, I feel like in my experience, like, I think Remedy used to be IBM tool, right?
It was BMC Remedy. I don't know. I don't remember
HP,
it being an IBM
maybe
tool,
HP. I'm not sure. Maybe it was HP.
Maybe it was HP. Yeah.
HP. Let's just Google quickly. Somehow it's between a. Maybe Lotus Notes was IBM.
Yes, Lotus Notes was IBM.
Yeah, I think it looks like HP. Yeah. No, so I guess you're right, because in my previous experience, there was no connectivity. It was all like single isolated ticket that you had to do in Remedy, whereas when ServiceNow came, this feature, like where you interconnect all these ITIL processes, I think that kind of made sense. What would you say one word about ITIL?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes we read things like, hey, you know, ITIL is dead or it's like this. Like, do you have any specific view on importance of ITIL or, you know, what they need to improve on, et cetera, et cetera?
I think that ITIL is the base that was set when it was developed in the UK for this is the framework. It's a framework of how you run an IT environment. It's not applicable. Not everything in ITIL is going to be applicable for every single environment. Mm-hmm. It's scalable, which means it can work in a smaller environment as well as a larger environment. And they also update it appropriately. So, you know, what is it on now? ITIL 4? I think you've just done your ITIL 4, if I'm not correct. So congratulations on that. And I like any good methodology or framework, it's the foundation from where you start from. And then from there, you, based on experience, based on what's going on, you modify it and mold it to be able to work with your experience.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. Do you have any parting words for our listener?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to come on to your podcast. I know it's late for you and you've just put your little
one to bed. Oh, you're very welcome. No, pleasure is mine. I have learned so much, you know, speaking to you, because I always find that you can never stop learning. And every time I speak to a guest or, you know, anyone in our industry, I walk away with one of those things like, yeah, I never considered things quite like that. I love your idea about let the team tell you what they do and then let them tell what they would want other people to know about them. You know, I think that's a great way to bring people together.
Thank you. Thank you. And a lot of it is sort of dealing with the situation as it crops up and sort of being able to be quick on your feet to think of things and to throw it out there and not be shy about it. And that's what cake is about, because cake isn't shy. Cake is out there. It's in your face. It's the ugly, rotting cake. It's the pink. It's let's talk about this stuff. Let's get it. We don't have to have a 50-page PowerPoint presentation on what we're going to do in 3 months or 6 months. Let's talk about it and let's get it done now, because there's a lot of stuff that we can do now and we don't need to have all of this other stuff. We can just do it now.
Absolutely. I love that. Let's get it fixed. I love that there's no fluff and just get it done. Like, those are kind of the keyword which will stay with me. Like, if you're true to your profession in doing service delivery in the best of your capability, I think those are the three things you would be looking for, you know, for sure. Like, no compromise on those things. I have one question for you. Did you cut any cake for service hour implementation? That used to be a thing. I used to love that.
I have not. I have
so you
not.
You went fixing after post-implementation. Oh, shoot. I used to love those moments. And like, my sales rep in ServiceNow would literally ask me, like, what kind of cake would you like? Do you want your logo here? I'm like, yeah, this is my chance to be creative. And they will like ship the cake. Yeah, those were like fun moments. For sure, I'm not sure whether they still do that, because I moved away from implementation into more like consulting space. So people already have ServiceNow and the role is more enhancement. But thank you so much, Kim. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for making time, you know, spending your evening with us instead of your pet. So I totally appreciate that. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I really want to thank you, Kim, for joining us. I've had such a fun time learning about your career, how to navigate motherhood and keeping up with such a demanding and busy job, not to mention all the travel and, you know, still having fun and using cake as, you know, metaphorically, or obviously, you know, it has a really, I guess, a valuable importance in your career and your personal life. So thank you so much. Thank you again for joining us.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.